So, let's go through the endings in the past. Yes? What options do you have? How many do you have? You have masculine, just L. Yes? He was?
On will.
On will. You have feminine, which is A. She was?
Она была.
Она была. You have plural, E. So they were?
Они были.
Or we were?
Они были.
We. What's we?
We.
Мы. So we were?
Мы были.
Again, мы.
Мы были.
Мы были. And you were?
Вы были.
Вы были. Yes, that's plural, all the plural. And we have neuter.
Оно.
Оно. Okay. Оно.
Было.
Mm-hmm. Only don't pronounce O in the ending.
Было.
Было. Оно было. Or how do you say it was or this was? You can say this is. You can say this was.
Он был.
That's he was or it was when you're talking about a masculine thing like a computer. So what is it was or this was?
This. Это.
Это. So it was.
Это было.
Да, это было. This was. You can say, it was here.
Здесь это было.
Possible, but let's do here at the end.
Это было здесь.
Yes, this was here. Это было здесь. Right. And how do you ask, you didn't see me? Or say, you didn't see me. Now, here it's you didn't see me.
Вы меня не видите.
Oh, you've just said you don't see me.
Вы меня видели.
Видели. You've just said you saw me. Now let's do you didn't see me.
Вы меня не видели.
Да, вы меня не видели. Now let's ask the question. You didn't see me.
Вы меня не видели.
Да, вы меня не видели. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you see me?
Почему вы меня не видели?
Very good. Хорошо. Почему вы меня не видели? I was here. You, a man.
I want to say just я здесь.
Yes, you, and you've just said I am here. Now say I was here. What's to be?
Быть.
I was.
Я был здесь.
Mm-hmm. Здесь.
Я был здесь.
Да. Я был здесь. And if a woman says this?
Я была здесь.
Да, я была здесь. Mm-hmm. So, почему вы меня не видели? Я была здесь. I was here. I don't know why you didn't see me.
Я не знаю, почему вы меня не видели.
Да, хорошо. Я не знаю, почему вы меня не видели. And does a man say the same? How do you say, I don't know why you didn't see me?
Я не знаю, почему вы меня не видел. Видели.
Of course. So it is the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Я не знаю, почему вы меня не видели. Yes, because you're saying I don't know now. Yes, it's not the past. Now, the word for nothing is ничего. Ничего, ничего, ничего reminds me of nature war, the English word combination nature war. Strange one, isn't it? Nature war, ничего. Imagine if nature wages a war against us, then there will be nothing left. Ничего, ничего, nothing. How do you say, this is nothing?
Это ничего.
Да, это ничего. This is nothing. Yes, you can drop это.
Ничего.
Ничего. And that means nothing, nothing. But it can also mean it's okay. It's okay if you answer the question, how are things? How are you? Yes, and how did we ask? How are things?
Как? Дела?
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
Как делать?
Oh, no. To do is делать, but...
Дела.
So...
Как дела?
Да. Как дела? How are things? It's okay.
Ничего.
Mm-hmm. Ничего. Yes, it's a very, very neutral answer, even more neutral than we had before. What neutral answer did we have before? Normal.
Нормальне.
Нормально.
Нормальне.
Да. Нормально. Normal. Okay. All right. Ничего is very, very neutral. Oh, okay-ish. Okay. It's a very, very popular word because it's so neutral. It's also used in reply to I'm sorry. How do you say I'm sorry?
Извините.
Извините. What do you answer?
Ничего.
Ничего. Mm-hmm. Извините. Ничего. It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. What are you doing here?
Как?
What?
Что?
Mm-hmm.
Что вы здесь делаете?
Mm-hmm. Good. Делаете.
Делаете.
Да. Что вы здесь делаете? What are you doing here? Nothing.
Ничего.
Ничего. Nothing. Okay.
Is that what a little child would say if it was doing something it shouldn't?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Children are the same everywhere, aren't they? Now, you can use this word, nothing, ничего, with the verb in the sentence. But then the verb should be used with the negation, не. In other words, you use a double negation because ничего is a negative word and you use another negation with the verb, yes? In other words, in Russian, you have to do something that is not allowed in English, right? But you have to do it. So, how do you say, I don't understand anything? Or, in English you say, I understand nothing. In Russian you say, I don't understand nothing.
Я не понимаю ничего.
Right! Я не понимаю ничего. Good. Now place this nothing, ничего, in front of the whole verb.
Я ничего не понимаю.
Good. Я ничего не понимаю. That's the better place for it. In front of the verb, the whole verb with the negation. Я ничего не понимаю. I don't understand anything or I understand nothing. How do you say, I can't see anything?
Я ничего вид...
You forgot the other negation.
Не. Я ничего не видеть. Вижу.
Вижу.
Вижу. Я ничего не вижу.
Only say ничего.
Я ничего...
Ни. It's not не there, but ни. Ничего.
Я ничего... Не вижу.
Very good. Я ничего не вижу. I can't see anything or I don't see anything. And how do you say I don't want anything?
Я ничего не хочу. Не хочу.
Mm-hmm. Say it again, please.
Я ничего не хочу.
Да. Я ничего не хочу. I don't want anything. Yes. And how do you say nothing is working? What's nothing?
Ничего.
Not working. What is to work?
Работать. Работать.
Да. Работать is to work. And how did we say he works?
Он работает.
That is to work. Работать.
Он работает.
What's the ending for he verbs? It's a е verb.
Работает.
Да. So, он работает, he works. The same form for nothing works.
Не работает.
So, again, nothing is working.
Ничего не работает.
Да, ничего не работает. Nothing is working. Nothing works. And how do you say nothing is ready?
Ничего готов.
But you need negation.
Yeah, не готов.
And готов is the masculine form of ready. And ничего, what's the ending there?
Ничего не готово.
Mm-hmm. Готова.
Не готова.
Да. Say it again, please.
Ничего не готово.
Да. Ничего не готово. Nothing is ready. Nothing not ready in Russian. What is to forget again? What is to be again?
Был.
That's was.
Was.
Mm-hmm. And to be?
Быть.
Yes. And to forget?
Не быть. No, that's not.
That
isn't
is
it?
Not to be.
Yeah.
It has to be that. One word, one verb. To forget.
Забыть.
Забыть. Yes. Забыть. To forget. How do you say I forgot? You, a man.
Я не забыл.
Mm-hmm. You said I didn't forget. Right? I didn't forget. Я не забыл.
Oh, I did forget. Я забыл.
Mm-hmm. Я забыл. I didn't forget. Я не забыл. How do you say I didn't forget anything? I didn't forget nothing.
Я ничего не забыл.
Да. Good. Only say ничего again.
Я ничего не забыл.
Very good. Я ничего не забыл.
I ain't forgotten nothing.
That's what it is. You can't believe what you're saying. But in Russian, it is the correct version. Я ничего не забыл. Да. How do you ask a question? You haven't forgotten anything, have you? That's the English version, but in Russian it's a lot simpler again.
Вы ничего не забыли.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is your sentence. The sentence is вы ничего не забыли. You didn't forget anything. Yes? Turn it into a question.
Вы ничего не забыли.
Да. Mm-hmm. Only raise the correct syllable. Вы ничего не забыли.
Вы ничего не забыли.
Okay. So let's again ask the question. You haven't forgotten anything, have you?
Вы ничего не забыли. Да. Не забыли.
Да, хорошо. Вы ничего не забыли? Mm-hmm.
But the reply would be, нет, я все забыл.
You're right. It could be. Да, я всё забыл. Yes, I forgot everything. Now, would you say, no, I didn't forget.
But hang on, actually one would say, I have forgotten everything in the present, wouldn't you?
Oh, I have forgotten. Is it the present?
I have forgotten.
But you did forget it. Sometime before. It can't be the present.
But you know, in this moment, I've forgotten everything.
In this moment, I don't know anything. Yes? But I forgot it earlier. Isn't that right? Because the English sentence, again, we come back to the existence of just one past in Russian. And how many in English? I didn't forget, I haven't forgotten, I haven't been forgetting, I hadn't forgotten. But still, how do you say, I haven't forgotten anything or I didn't forget anything?
Я не, я вс, anything, everything, я всё не забыл.
I wonder whether you can say that. No, you can't say that. You can say, я всё забыл, which you said, I forgot everything. But how do you say, I didn't forget anything, I didn't forget nothing?
Я ничего не забыл.
Я ничего не забыл. I didn't or I haven't forgotten anything or I have forgotten nothing. How do we ask the question, what are you having to drink? What will you drink?
Что вы питьете?
You are doing will, yes?
Oh, sorry. What will you have?
What will you have? The will, the future is associated with Buddha, right?
Yes, I thought you said, what are you having?
Yes, that's what you say in English.
Oh, I see.
What do you drink, though, would be?
Just a minute. In English, you can say, what do you drink? Which means, what do you normally drink, right? Or you can say, what are you having? Which means, the future. What will you have? So in Russian, you do use the future. If it's future, it's the future in Russian. It's a very straightforward language as far as tenses, time is concerned. So,
что вы будете пить?
Да, very good. Say it again, please.
Что вы будете пить?
Да, что вы будете пить? And how do you say, I won't have anything, or I won't have nothing?
Я ничего не буду пить.
Good. Я ничего не буду пить. I won't drink anything. But again, you can drop пить. And what do you have?
Я ничего не буду.
Да, я ничего не буду. I'm not having anything. Because we know we are talking about drinking. Mm-hmm. The same can be used with eating. Yes? Я ничего не буду can mean I'm not having anything, meaning anything to eat. What is to buy?
Купить.
What is I bought? You, a man.
Я купил.
I bought. How do you say I didn't buy anything?
Я ничего не купил.
Yes, купил.
Mm-hmm. Я ничего не купил.
Ничего. Right.
It's нет.
I know what you're thinking, and you're right thinking that, because both are negative. But не as a negation, but in the word nothing, it's ни, ничего. But they're both negative. Mm-hmm. So, я ничего не купил. I didn't buy anything. And how does a woman say that?
Я ничего не купила. Не купила.
Да. Я ничего не купила. I didn't buy anything. And how do we say we didn't buy anything?
Мы ничего не купило.
Oh.
No, не куп. Мы Ничего не купили.
Of course, мы.
Мы не купили.
Okay, nothing.
Ничего.
Ничего.
Мы ничего не купили.
Right. Мы ничего не купили. Or you can place nothing at the end, which will mean that you are emphasizing it. How do you do it?
Мы не купили ничего.
Good. Мы не купили ничего. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Хорошо. What is to find out?
Узнать.
How does the woman say, I found out?
Я узнала.
Mm-hmm. I didn't find out anything.
Я ничего не узнала.
Good. Я ничего не узнала. I didn't find out anything. I haven't found out anything. I have found out nothing.
I yes? found out nothing.
I found out nothing. Я ничего не узнала. Хорошо. Still another E verb. And when I say E verb, you know what the endings are going to be. Yes? E verb. The verb to speak. To speak is говорить. So, to speak is говорить. 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 Government. Говорить. In the government, they speak a lot, don't they? Any government, Russian or British. Говорить. Ри is soft. How do you say I speak?
Я говорю.
Yes, yes, you keep the softness of говорить. Я говорю. I speak. Я говорю. Гов. Yes, plus рю makes it gov.ru. Gov.ru, which is the email address of Russian government. Email. Gov.ru. Ru. Yes, which makes it говорю. Говорю. Я говорю. I speak. How do you say you speak? Knowing it's an E verb.
Вы говорите. Вы говорите. No.
One more.
Вы говорите.
Да. Вы говорите. You speak. Вы говорите. How do you say you speak very quickly?
Вы говорите очень быстро.
Да. Вы говорите очень быстро. Mm-hmm. Да. How do you ask what are you saying? And what are you saying is what are you speaking in Russian?
Что вы говорите?
Да. Что вы говорите? That can be a straightforward question. What are you saying? But it also expresses surprise. What are you saying? Что вы говорите? And then you accent the что. Что вы говорите? What are you saying? Да. How do you say he speaks?
Он говорит?
Да, он говорит. He speaks very quickly.
Он говорит очень быстро.
Mm-hmm. Он говорит очень быстро, да. I don't understand what he is saying. Speaking.
Я не понимаю, что он говорит.
Браво! Я не понимаю, что он говорит. Mm-hmm. Yes. And how do you say, I do understand. I understand what he's saying.
Я понимаю, что он говорит.
Да, я понимаю, что он говорит. Say, I don't understand anything.
Я ничего не понимаю.
Good, but say ничего.
Я ничего не понимаю.
All right. I don't understand anything. Я ничего не понимаю. I don't understand anything what he's saying.
Я ничего не понимаю.
Say it again, please.
Я ничего не понимаю, что он говорит.
Да. Я ничего не понимаю, что он говорит. Mm-hmm. Yes. And by the way, how do you say she? Because we've been saying he all the time. How do you say she is speaking or she speaks?
Она говорит.
Is there a change? How did we say he speaks or he's saying?
Он говорит.
And she?
Она говорит.
Oh. But it's the same form of the verb that you use with he and she in the present now.
Он говорит. Она говорит.
Me, of course. They are the same, aren't they? It's in the past that you add a to a female verb. Yes?
Not in the present.
Okay. And how do you say he spoke?
Он говорил.
Say it again.
Он говорил.
Да. And she spoke.
Она говорила.
Да.
Говорила.
The same stress. Говорила.
Говорила.
Yes. Он говорил, она говорила. Mm-hmm. And they spoke.
Они говорили.
Will you say it again, please?
Они говорили.
Stress. Говорили. Ри is always accented.
Ah.
Yes?
Они говорили.
Yes, it's everywhere. Я говорю. Он говорил. Они говорили. Now, in Russian is по-русски. По-русски. So how do you say to speak Russian? It is to speak in Russian.
Говорить по-русски.
Да, говорить по-русски. To speak Russian. How do you say I want to speak Russian?
Я хочу говорить по-русски.
Да, я хочу говорить по-русски. And I will speak Russian.
Я буду говорить по-русски.
Хорошо. Я буду говорить по-русски. Now, will you please say the whole thing? I want to speak Russian and I will speak Russian.
Я хочу говорить русский. Я хочу говорить по-русски. И я буду говорить по-русски.
Да, окей. И я буду. It's the first «бу» that is accented. Хорошо. Я хочу говорить по-русски. И я буду говорить по-русски. And he will speak.
Будет
mm-hmm.
говорить.
Mm-hmm. He will
он
speak.
Будет говорить.
Да, он будет говорить. He will speak Russian.
Он будет говорить по-русски.
Да, он будет говорить по-русски. Mm-hmm. And we will speak Russian. Мы is the same M in the ending.
Мы будем говорить по-русски.
Да, мы будем говорить по-русски. We will speak Russian, or we will be speaking Russian. Yes.
Can we just go through those future endings again? Буду,
mm-hmm.
будете.
No. Now, I have to correct you here, because they are not future endings, are they? They are the same endings as we have in the verbs in the present. Yes? Because when you have future endings, sounds as if you have to learn more endings, but you don't. It's just one set of endings that you do, and that's it. But you use these endings to denote both the present and the future with this Buddha word. Yes, but
so the
endings
Buddha
are the same.
Word is the extra word.
Is the extra future word, yes, to which you add the same endings as you add in the present. It only denotes the future because of this Buddha, which is associated with the future. And it's a helping word. Right? So the endings are the same. I will is...
Я буду.
And he will...
Он будет.
And we will...
Мы будем.
Yes. Мы будем. All the same endings. And it's now you now know that it's an е verb as well. That's all you have to know. What is soon?
Скоро.
Mm-hmm. Скоро is soon. So how do you say we will soon speak Russian?
Мы будем говорить по-русски скоро.
Okay, possible. Мы будем говорить по-русски скоро. But again, it sounds more elegant. Элегантно. If you place the скоро in front of the verb.
Мы скоро будем говорить по-русски.
Да. Мы скоро будем говорить по-русски. Очень хорошо. Mm-hmm. And how do you say we need to speak Russian? And we need is...
У нас. No?
У нас is we have, because it is by us. And we need is to us needed.
Uh-huh. So, нам надо.
Okay. Нам надо is we need. We need to speak Russian.
Нам надо говорить по-русски.
Да. Нам надо говорить по-русски. And how do you say I need to speak Russian?
Меня.
Will you pronounce it carefully in the end? I can't hear it.
I said then меня.
No, it's a different one.
Should have said мне.
Да.
What was the question again?
I need to speak Russian.
Мне надо говорить по-русски.
Очень хорошо. Мне надо говорить по-русски. Now, shall we do English now? Right? In English. And in English is по-английски. You have the same по? Английски. English. По-английски. That's why you hear ah-ah together there. По-английски. English. So how do you say to speak English?
Говорить по-английски.
Ски in the end. Ски.
Говорить по-английски.
Very good. Говорить по-английски. How do you say, I don't want to speak English?
Я не хочу говорить по-английски.
I want to speak Russian.
Я хочу говорить по-русски.
Very good. Я не хочу говорить по-английски. Я хочу говорить по-русски. How do you say we speak again? We speak, and speak is an e verb.
Мы говорим.
Да, мы говорим. We speak. So, how do you say we speak Russian and English?
Мы говорим по-русски и по-английски. По-английски.
Good. Will you say it again, please?
Мы говорим по-русски и по-английски. So there's no r, there's no, no r in there, is mm-hmm. there? Pa. So you kind of restate the r. Pa angliski.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Мы говорим по-русски и по-английски.
Very good. Мы говорим по-русски и по-английски. Yes? I've seen this notice on a shop, I think, once here in London. We speak Russian here. Yes? Because there are so many rich Russians around. They put up a notice. We speak Russian here.
Мы говорим... Здесь по-русски.
Mm-hmm, possible, but they write here at the end.
Okay. Мы говорим по-русски здесь.
Mm-hmm. Or you can put here at the beginning of the sentence.
Здесь мы говорим по-русски.
Very good. Здесь мы говорим по-русски. Or мы говорим по-русски здесь. Or, мы здесь говорим по-русски. Yes, how nice Russian is. Now we'll go back to the verb to want. To want. How do you say I want?
Я хочу.
Mm-hmm. Я хочу. Yes. The verb to want is a funny verb in Russian because the verb to want couldn't decide whether it wants to be a е or an и verb. So it decided to split. The singular of to want is е, and the plural of want is и. But хочу is хочу, as usual. You pronounce хочу, but you actually spell хочу. There's о there, which is unstressed. That is why you pronounce it as а, but it's о. Knowing that it is a е verb in the singular, how do you say he wants?
Он хочет.
Only the stress is on о, on хо there. Хо is accented, the first syllable.
Он хочет.
Да. Он хочет. He wants. And she wants?
Она хочет.
But it's the present, it's not past.
Она хочет.
Yes, the same. Она хочет, он хочет. She wants, he wants. So, how do you say, I don't know what he wants?
Я не знаю, что он хочет.
Да, я не знаю, что он хочет. And I don't know what she wants.
Я не знаю, что она хочет.
Mm-hmm. Once again, please.
Я не знаю, что она хочет.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Я не знаю, что она хочет. I don't know what she wants. Okay. Now, in the plural... In the plural, as I said, it is и, it's an и verb, so in the вы form, the ending will be ите, yes? The only thing that happens in the plural вы form is that ч becomes т. It's a consonant mutation, ч, т, yes? That happens in English as well, if you take the English words native, t, native, and nature, t, and ch, right? Or you take dental, t, and denture, ch, t, ch, same consonant mutation. So you say, я хочу, but вы хотите, stressed on the ending. You want, вы хотите. The verb is хотеть, yes, which is spelled хотеть,
uh-huh.
Because in хотеть, the о is unstressed. So, how do you say you want again?
Вы хотите.
Да, вы хотите.
And how, stress on the second syllable there?
Stressed on the ending, yes, second syllable.
Хотите.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Ите is stressed, и, хотите. So how do you ask the question, what do you want?
Что вы хотите?
Ха-та-та, it's both t.
Что вы хотите?
Т-т-т-т, only soft.
Что вы хотите?
Угу, т, the soft t. Что вы хотите? What do you want? I don't know what you want.
Я не знаю, что вы хотите.
Да, я не знаю, что вы хотите. Да. What do you want to do?
Что вы хотите делать?
Делать, and you go down, it's a you pronounce it as a statement because there is a question word. You don't raise your voice here. Yes? Что вы хотите делать? What do you want to do? Yes, so how do you ask the question, do you want coffee?
Вы хотите кофе?
Right, possible. Вы хотите кофе? You raised your voice on кофе. Because you don't know whether he wants or she wants coffee or tea. Yes? So you accent coffee. Good. Вы хотите кофе? And if it's just a neutral question, do you want or would you like coffee?
Вы хотите кофе?
That was the same, wasn't
it? Sorry. Вы хотите кофе?
Good. Вы хотите кофе? Would you like coffee? Just offering it. Would you like tea?
Вы хотите чай? Чай?
Чай.
That was good. Say it again, please.
Вы хотите чай?
You don't have to accent чай. You have already accented хотите.
Вы хотите чай?
Good. Вы хотите чай? What would be your answer?
Да, пожалуйста.
Good. Да, пожалуйста. And how do you say, yes, I do want tea? Yes, I want tea.
Да, я хочу чай.
I very much want tea.
Да, хочу. Да, очень хочу чай.
Good. Да, очень хочу чай. Yes, you were right. You can omit я. You know it's я because you used хочу form, but you can also say да, я очень хочу чай. I want to drink.
Я хочу пить.
Good. Я хочу пить. Да. Хорошо. Let us ask a question. Do you want to speak Russian?
Вы хотите по-русски?
To speak.
А. Говорить по-русски. Вы хотите... Вы хотите говорить по-русски?
Okay. Вы хотите говорить по-русски? Yes, I very much want to speak Russian.
Да, я очень хочу говорить.
Okay, again.
Я очень хочу говорить по-русски.
Я очень хочу, хочу. Я очень хочу говорить по-русски. Good. So that was you want, вы хотите. And how do you say we want? It's an E here, verb.
We хотим.
Да. Say it again, please.
Мы хотим.
Да, мы хотим. We want. Yes. Now say that we want to speak Russian.
Мы хотим говорить по-русски.
We very much want to speak Russian.
Мы очень хотим говорить по-русски.
Да, хорошо. Мы очень хотим говорить по-русски. Good. You can also ask, why do you want to speak Russian?
почему?
Ooh,
почему?
Why?
Почему?
Why?
Почему вы хотите говорить по-русски?
Да. Почему вы хотите говорить по-русски? Well, say, I don't know why. I know it's not true, but say it.
Я не знаю почему.
Okay, good. Я не знаю почему. So, we've done this verb, which is half е and half и. Singular е, plural и. Now, let us do the verb to say. The verb to say or to tell, the same, is сказать. 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 Sounds like scars. Scars, which you inflict on a person if you say something rude to him. Yes? Scars. Сказать. To say. How would you say what to say?
Что сказать?
Да, что сказать can be a question mark. Что сказать? What do I say? What to say? Что сказать? Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say.
Я не знаю, что сказать.
It's scars.
Сказать.
Scars.
Сказать.
No. Pronounce the English word scar as in...
Scars.
All right.
Сказать.
Okay. So I don't know what to say.
Я не знаю, что сказать.
All right.
Я не знаю, что сказать.
Good. Я не знаю, что сказать. I don't know what to say. What is how?
Как?
Mm-hmm. So how do you say how to say?
Как сказать?
What's the English word?
Сказать.
Right. So how to say again?
Как сказать?
Как сказать? How to say. So how do you say, I don't know how to say?
Я не знаю, как сказать.
Да? Я не знаю, как сказать. How do you say, I don't know how to say in Russian?
Я не знаю, как сказать по-русски.
Yes, of course. Я не знаю, как сказать по-русски. Yes, and you did sound uncertain. Я не знаю, как сказать по-русски.
Because the по-русски, the па is, in effect, the in bit, isn't it?
Yes, it's in Russian. По-русски.
По-английски, по-русски.
Yes,
in
exactly.
English in Russian.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And I don't know how to say this in Russian.
Я не знаю говорить.
To say. Not to speak, but to say.
Of course. Я не знаю сказать.
How to say.
I don't как?
Know. So, I don't know how to say.
Я не знаю, как сказать по-русски.
This.
Это?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's your sentence. Я не знаю, как сказать по-русски это. But again, place this little word это in front of the verb.
Я не знаю, как это сказать по-русски.
Very good. Я не знаю, как это сказать по-русски. Yes. How do you say I want to say?
Я хочу сказать.
Да. Once again, please.
Я хочу сказать.
Да. Я хочу сказать. I want to say. And that's how you can start many of your sentences. I want to say that.
Я хочу сказать что.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and whatever you want to say. How do you say he said?
Он сказать.
Сказать is to say. Remove ть.
Сказа.
He said the past letter.
О.
So.
Он сказал.
And where's the ending?
Сказать. Он сказал.
Да. Он сказал. He said. And she said.
Она сказала.
Of course. Она сказала. So, он сказал, она сказала. And they said.
Они сказали.
Да, они сказали. Mm-hmm. And you said.
Вы сказали.
Да, вы сказали. So, how would you ask? What did you say?
Что вы сказали?
Да, что вы сказали? What did you say? What did you say? Что вы сказали?
Мы сказали им ничего.
Right. You want to say...
We said nothing.
We said nothing. Let's do it.
Мы сказали им...
Why? What is we said?
Мы сказали...
Let's go back to the to say. What's to say?
Сказать.
Yes.
Мы сказим.
Why? Сказа remains. Т is removed.
Сказам.
But we're talking about past. Yes? And in the past, you have consonant Л or А, Ла for
which
a woman.
Which makes it past.
Or Ли for plural. So, you said... And we said would be the same form.
Вы сказали.
Mm-hmm.
Мы сказали.
Mm-hmm. And they. Just a minute. Let's do they said again.
Они сказали.
Yes. So the same verb for all the plurals. Right? Yes. Now you want to say we didn't say anything.
Which is going to have a double negative.
Exactly. And what is nothing?
Ничего.
Which is negative, and you need the negation. With
не
the...
сказали.
Right, so we didn't say anything?
Мы ничего не сказали.
Good. Мы ничего не сказали. We didn't say anything. Right. How does a woman say? I didn't say anything?
Я ничего не сказала. Не сказала.
Да, and a man says?
Я ничего не сказал.
Да, я ничего не сказал. Very good. How do you say? I said that... In English it would be I said that I was busy. In Russian it is I said that I am busy. You, a man, what's busy? You sign...
Занята?
Man?
Занят.
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 Занят. Okay. Mm. So, I said that I am busy.
Я сказал, что я занят.
Mm-hmm. Занят. Занят. Yes. Once again, please.
Я сказал, что я занят.
Да. Я сказал, что я занят. And a woman says?
Я сказала, что занята.
Mm-hmm. And say я as well.
Я сказала, что я занята.
Mm-hmm. Only with... The feminine of this word, the accent falls on the ending.
Ah, я занята.
Да.
Занята.
Да. Say it again, please.
Я сказала, что я занята.
Да. Я сказала, что я занята.
Заня.
It is actually заня. We are very, very soon going to the alphabet and you will see this letter. But when you pronounce it, you don't pronounce it ня. You pronounce занята. That's why you're not sure how to spell it. И, е, я, занята. Right. What is ready?
Готов.
I said that I was ready.
Я сказал, что я готов.
Very good. Я сказал, что я готов. And a woman?
Я сказала,
That was good.
Сказала, что я готова.
Very good. Я сказала, что я готова. Again in English you say, I said that I would be ready, right? In Russian it's just the future. So I said that I will be ready. What will be? I will be.
Я буду. Буду.
Я буду. How does a woman say? I said that I will be ready.
Я буду
No, not I will say, but I said.
Sorry. Я сказала, что я буду готова.
Да, of course. Я сказала, что я буду готова. And what does a man say?
Я сказал, что я буду готов.
Конечно, of course. Я сказал, что я буду готов. What is to me again?
Мне.
Мне. You told me.
Вы сказали мне. Мне.
Very good. Say it again, please.
Вы сказали мне.
Да. Вы сказали мне. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you tell me?
Почему вы мне сказали?
Didn't tell.
Не сказали.
Good. Say it again, please.
Почему вы мне не сказали?
Да. Почему вы мне не сказали? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me anything? Nothing.
Почему вы ничего не сказали?
To me.
Мне.
Right, possible. Почему вы ничего не сказали мне?
Which would be, why didn't you say anything to me?
Yes. Try a different word order.
Почему вы меня ничего не сказали?
Very good word order. Only мне. Мне. So it is, почему вы мне ничего не сказали?
So we've been able, with these sentences, to switch between past, present and future just with those three different endings.
You are allowed to mix the tenses, and we only have three, present, past and future. So you are allowed to mix them according to logic. Yes?
There's no conditionals, nothing like that.
No conditional as grammatical conditional as such. There's only logic. Because in English you say, you said that you would be ready. Yes? You use would in English only because the first part of the sentence is said, сказал, because you are not allowed to mix the tenses in English. You are not allowed to use the future. But from the point of view of logic, it is the future, because at that time when you were saying it, from that point of time, it was future. So in Russian, you do use the future, the simple future that you know. So why didn't you tell me anything?
Почему вы мне ничего не сказали?
Very good. Почему вы мне ничего не сказали? All right. And how does the woman answer? I don't know why I didn't tell you anything.
Я не знаю, почему я ничего вам не сказала.
Не сказала. Yes, for you. Я не знаю, почему я вам ничего не сказала. How does a man say it? I didn't know. How do you say I didn't know?
Я не узнал.
No. You've just said I didn't find out.
Я не знаю.
That's I don't know. And I didn't.
Я не знал. No. Не знал.
Да. Конечно.
Я не знал.
So, я не знал is I didn't know. Я не знал. What is interesting?
Интересно.
Да. Интересно. How do you say it will be interesting?
Он будет...
No, not he, but it will be interesting.
Буду интересно?
Let us go to the present. How do you say it is interesting?
Это интересно.
Это интересно. Рес, stressed. Это интересно. It is interesting. And it will be interesting. You need the он form, the he form of the Buddha.
But not starting with он.
No. Because it. And what is the he form of the verb?
Будет.
Yes, будет. So how do you say will be interesting?
Это будет интересно.
Of course. Это будет интересно. This or it will be interesting. And how do you say I didn't know it in English? It would be interesting. In Russian, I didn't know it will be interesting. Because that's the same from the Russian point of view.
Я не знаю.
I didn't know.
Я не знал, что это будет интересно.
Да, я не знал, что это будет интересно. Of course. So you use just the future будет, where in English you use the would form. In Russian it's just future. Because it was the future from the point of view of the past. Yes? So, я не знал, что это будет интересно. Now, how does a woman say? I didn't know it would be interesting to you.
Я не знала. Это...
That.
Что это будет... Интересно вам.
Да, я не знала, что это будет интересно вам. This little вам, will you place it in a different place?
Я не знала, что это вам будет интересно.
Possible. Я не знала, что это вам будет интересно. Or, я не знала, что это будет вам интересно. And a man says, the only thing that is different in your sentence is what?
Знал.
Of course. So?
Я не знал, что это будет вам интересно.
Очень хорошо. Very good. Я не знал, что это будет вам интересно.